St. Paul has a downtown office space vacuum. Things are apparently tough all over in the office market, but a little tougher in downtown St. Paul. The vacancy rate shot up from 21% mid-year to 30% at the end of the year. I have an idea. Hello, over here. I say we give the space to people who've never had an office before. People who've never known an office because of being in jobs that didn't call for having an office. They've pursued careers that don't involve having one. And for these people, I say, downtown St. Paul, have at it. Vacant office space galore, waiting to be occupied. Try an office. And I mean this. Everyone should at one time or another try an office. See if you like it. We're not talking cubicle here either. I want to make that clear. A cubicle is to an office what a tent is to a lake cabin. It's not a cubicle. This office I'm talking about and this office space available. We're talking about your own room, your own private place. Remember wanting your own space as a kid? When you still had to share a bedroom with a brother or a sister, you didn't get your own room then, and it hurt. But you can have one now, and it's in downtown St. Paul. An office all your own. Your own desk, your own chair, your own wall hanging. If you're lucky, a window you can stare out from your desk chair, over the rooftops, the smokestacks, into the snow, into the gray of the day, into the distant horizon where the imagination can get lost. That's what an office is for. That's why you want your own office. You do that at your cubicle, the boss will see you. No, you want your own office. Hopefully you'll have your own stapler and your own Scotch tape dispenser and your own desk lamp and a special cup for your pens and pencils. And you'll have a telephone you can answer by saying, yeah. Because that's the cool way to answer. You grab the phone, you say, yeah. The outdated way is to say hello. That's old-fashioned. That doesn't carry any sense of authority. Yeah is what you say when you answer the phone these days. You ever notice in movies and on television how big shots and cool guys answer the phone by saying, yeah. They never say hello. You never see a cool guy saying, hello? Because that shows vulnerability. And they rarely want to show that weakness. You'll also hardly ever hear them say goodbye at the end of the call. They hang up after a concluding sentence of some sort. Rarely do they offer a formal goodbye. The guys on television who are hardened, tough, cool. It's kind of sad. But again, goodbye shows weakness. Anyway, at your desk, you can decide how you want to answer your own phone, how you want to conclude those calls. You pick what hangs on your wall yourself. You don't have to go with the dogs playing poker. You can find something brilliantly original. Like a Thomas Kincaid print purchased at the mall. Thomas Kincaid, master of light, master of light, master of marketing, master of deception, the Zig Ziglar of American artists, Thomas Kincaid. No, you put what you want on the wall. But on your desk, a picture of your wife, okay? Yeah, got it. Even if you don't have a wife, you can send for these wife photos. You put that there on the desk. In your office, you can put your feet up. You can put your feet on the desk, lean back, and say things like, I got the world by the tail. Sometimes guys do that in offices. They take a break, kick their shoes off, put their feet on their desk, put their hands behind their head, and they say, I got the world by the tail. And they don't. Nobody does, but it's fun to say. No man has the world by the tail. You know how you know? You can tell when you go to their wake and you see them in the casket. They thought they had the world by the tail, But you can see that, nope, the world has them. And the ground is going to have their tail pretty quickly here. And the rest of them. They were wrong. Delusional. They had their own office and they thought the world was their oyster. But the world was their boss. The world made the rules and they followed. Like we're all forced to. But that office for a while gave them the illusion. And the illusion was a nice escape. If you've never had your own office, people, you ought to head to downtown St. Paul and you ought to get yourself an office. I had wanted an office of my own since I was a boy. When I was a boy, I was forced to manufacture an office out of my bedroom. I made a little office in my bedroom because my dad had an office and I wanted to be like my dad. He was a newspaper man, so I wanted to be as well. And I made an office in my bedroom, and I put out a weekly publication distributed to my family at the dinner table. I wrote all the articles, I drew the illustrations, and I called my publication Tom's Super One, or TSO. TSO stood for Tom's Super One. And I thought it was super. I still have a few issues. My mom saved them, and she gave them to me on my 40th birthday. Anyway, my family humored me, and they told me it was a fine publication. And I wrote human interest stories about my dog, and I pulled stories from the newspaper and rewrote them. Anyway, when I got older and moved out and got married, this desire for an office, it didn't wane. It continued to be fueled by my desire as a grown man to know what a personal office could be like, a real office, not a revamped corner of my bedroom as a child, but a real office. So I went first class, not joking here. I headed to the Exchange Building in downtown St. Paul. Pretty nice building. I think it's on Exchange and Cedar. And I rented a fully furnished office from well-known St. Paul developer John Rupp. Now, the office had a beautiful Persian rug. It had a giant cherry wood desk, matching bookshelf, table, chairs, a giant red leather chair. Plus, there was a tiny one-man elevator that took me up to my office. It was a little elevator, tiny little thing that took you up to the floor you were on at the Exchange Building there. It was an incredible waste of money renting that office for someone like myself. I think I was making $25,000 a year then. But it was all mine. It was my office. I had an office. No reason for it. No, seriously, no real reason for it. I think I was paying somewhere around 400 bucks a month. And all I did there was sit and admire my situation. Sometimes I'd type up ideas for the show. Sometimes I'd just answer the phone and say, yeah. Yeah. From time to time, I'd walk in, pick up the phone and say, Margaret, hold all my calls. And it's a weird freaking thing to say to a dial tone. But I didn't have a Margaret, so I set it to a dial tone. But I was happy. Felt I had the world by the tail. Believe I said so on a couple occasions, with my feet up on the desk. I was a free man. And everybody should know this feeling just once, at least once. That's why all this vacant space in downtown St. Paul needs to be utilized to provide this great sensation for more citizens. Citizens who otherwise will never know it. So I'm calling for this city to fill that office space. Let's give offices to fast food workers, to newspaper carriers, to mailmen, to cab drivers, to street crews, construction laborers, college students, chimney sweeps, daycare providers, health club employees, maintenance workers, bartenders. Know the feeling of having an office once in your life. Put your feet on your own desk just once. Pretend the world's your oyster. Consider it like a ride at the fair, a momentary thrill. Milk it, and move on. But have your own stapler and your own scotch tape dispenser and your own desk lamp. And have your own wall hanging. And answer a phone by saying, yeah. It's cool. And then Donald Trump will have nothing on you. Go to lunch at noon. Have a martini. Be the boss. Live it. Indulge. St. Paul has vacant office space waiting to be used, waiting to be part of your own fantasy. I still think back to my dad's office. The old worn, torn leather chair, the giant desk hidden under all those papers, all those post-it notes, the legal pads, the typing paper, the mail, the magazines, coffee pot in the corner, old and dirty, keeping that rotten black brew warm. Dad's shirt sleeves rolled up and his tie loosened, his mind always distracted by thoughts and ideas, and me 6 feet away watching him, waiting to go to lunch with him, waiting to grow up and be like him, waiting to be noticed by him, for him to see something in me to admire. He's long gone now, but at home I've made my own little office. And when I sit there, I feel like I think he must have felt at his desk. I feel like a free man, making my own way in the world with my noggin. Lost in thought, staring out my office window at the rooftops and the smoke coming from the chimneys and the gray skies and the stark brown tree branches. My tape and my stapler nearby, my typewriter and the typing paper ready, just sitting back, feet up on the desk, waiting for the next great thought.